This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Here we go, baby. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That sounds like Judas Priest to me. Because it is Judas Priest. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll talk to him later in the hour. Ravens hosting the Jets. First home game for Baltimore in quite some time. Significant favorites in this one. 13.5. Winners up 4 in a row. Jets come in at 2-8. 1-3. Quarterback change. Joining us now to talk about the state of the team 10 games in and hopes for positivity down the stretch. On the Window Nation guest hotline from The Athletic, let's welcome in Zach Rosenblatt. Zach, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. All right. And Zach, I've been pro Justin Fields, whether it was with the Bears, whether it was with the Steelers, and certainly with the Jets, even when he started at Georgia and Ohio State. I thought there was something there, but we just haven't seen it come to fruition. They made the change where Tyrod's going to get the start. When you watch Justin Fields play, where's the disconnect between immense talent and success on the field?
I mean, I think it ties to confidence and processing. I think he is playing a little scared out there right now. Even when, you know, there's a play last week where his receiver was wide open because the corner fell and they scored a touchdown and he completed it to him. But even in that moment, he like double pumped. He kind of hesitated. He waited, and he finally threw it. And it's just because he's not trusting his eyes. He's not trusting what he's seeing. And, you know, I think that's why he's played worse this year than I think he has previously. And, you know, I do think he's better than he's shown, but I, for whatever reason, he just does not have the confidence to throw the ball right now. And it's obviously held back their offense quite a bit.
Hey, Zach, are you surprised that Aaron Glenn switched to Tyrod Taylor? And then what are you expecting from Tyrod Taylor on Sunday?
I'm not surprised. I think especially now that, you know, without them saying it out loud, like they've turned the page to 2026 and the rest of the season is about evaluation, figuring out which of these guys are going to be here next year, who is capable of more, like what give these young guys a shot. And it's hard to evaluate. They have a lot of young wide receivers that they're trying to evaluate right now. It's hard to do that with a quarterback that won't get them the ball. And so, you know, I think going to Tyrod, who, you know, is a flawed quarterback for sure. There's a reason why he's been a backup for a while. But he's at least willing and able to throw those passes. And so, you know, this is more about everybody around Tyrod than it is about him, I would say.
Now, Zach, speaking of young receivers, I mean, Adonai Mitchell, I mean, he looks like they want him to look, but, I mean, he has a hard time catching the ball. Which one of these receivers do you like?
I mean, Mitchell is the most intriguing one because even if you look at that game last week, he was getting open against Christian Gonzalez, who's one of the better corners in the NFL. Really impressive athleticism, length, and, you know, speed. But it's the concentration, like you said, it's the drops. He had two pretty bad drops. One of them that probably would have went, if not for a deep gain, even a touchdown. And so, you know, if the coaches feel like that's something they can fix, then you might have a really good player on your hands. And I would say John Becci is another one they traded for from the Eagles. He's bounced around a little bit now. former second-round pick. He looked really good this last week. And so if they can find something out of those two guys and you go into next season with not just Garrett Wilson at wide receiver, then that kind of helps you going into the offseason. But these guys, you know, they have seven games to prove that they belong in the starting lineup, and so they're going to get a lot of opportunities.
Now, Breece Hall's a stud. Is he a guy who's going to be there for the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question because, you know, he was the biggest name at the trade deadline on this roster. Nobody really knew they were shopping Sauce Gardner. So, you know, Breece, they had offers for like a fourth-round pick, and that wasn't enough in their mind, which tells me that they are very open to bringing him back. And if you look at their cap sheet, I think over the cap has him with like $90 million in cap space as of right now for next year. So, you know, let's say Breece himself isn't 100% sure he wants to come back. They have the ability to franchise tag him without it really hurting them that much. And I think that's what they'll ultimately do. I think they want to keep him. If he keeps playing the way he has this season, he's on track for his first 1,000-yard rushing season. And I think he's a talented player.
Your impression of the O-line? I think Membu's a stud in that group.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, amazingly, those guys have been the same five all season. Like, the Jets pretty rarely have had a starting offensive line last this long. They've been solid. Like, hasn't been completely consistent, but it's been hard to judge it to a degree because Justin Fields does hold on to the ball for a while, so some of the pressure stats, it's hard to say. But, yeah, to your point with Membo, I mean, he's been so, so impressive, so much better than I could have expected as a rookie. He plays with some swagger. He's really, really tough and strong in the running game, and he's been better as a pass blocker than I expected. Like, he looks like a guy that can be the anchor of their offensive line for a long time.
What's your impression of the defense, strengths and weaknesses of the defense?
I mean, the defense has had a rough season. You know, they've struggled with tackling. There's been miscommunication on the back end. The pass rush hasn't been consistent. You know, Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, has had a rough year. They just traded away two of their best players, and so they now have a talent deficit. And so, you know, a lot of the mistakes they're making earlier in the season, they're still making. And, you know, one of the most mind-boggling stats you can find is that they have one forced turnover in 10 games, and they have zero interceptions forced. And so it's pretty hard to go 10 games without even stumbling into a turnover. But this team does not force turnovers, and they're just not going to be a good defense until they do that.
The Ravens were feeling that pain in the first 5 weeks of their season. Zach Rosenblatt covers the Jets for The Athletic. Woody Johnson, we know he's a volatile guy. Cool name, but what's his patient level with Aaron Glenn right now? Because, you know, the Jets, the longest drought of all the four professional sports teams, playoff lists, how much longer is he willing to wait before things start to blow up yet again in the never-ending rebuild? Just keeps on turning there.
I mean, I think the fact that he was willing to sign off on the Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams trades tells you that he's going to be patient with this rebuild. They just added a bunch of first-round picks in the next couple of years. So I think they go into next year pretty safe. But, you know, if I know Woody Johnson, if they start off slow next season, will he start getting more involved again? And once he starts getting more involved, that's when the timeline kind of speeds up and you're expected to win or you're going to be out of there. So I think they're going to be under a lot of pressure at the beginning of next season to, like, stave him off in a way.
Now, Zach, Ravens coming in here, winners of four in a row. Lamar Jackson didn't practice yesterday. Like, half the team missed Wednesday dealing with an ankle. But how do you view the Ravens and the rest of the AFC North? Because you've seen them. What do you think of that division, the AFC North, and the Ravens' chances here? Once again, seem strong favorites to win it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at their first game was against the Steelers, and I think that was the first time the Steelers' defense wasn't going to be particularly good as you would expect. And I didn't think Rodgers looked as good that day as everybody else did. He had four touchdowns, but I thought he looked old. And now you're starting to see Rodgers look like that. He's banged up now. And so that's one team that's leading the division that the Ravens are chasing. And the Bengals, you know, are a little bit of a mess without Burrow, obviously, and the Browns are the Browns. So, you know, I think the Ravens absolutely have a shot to get up there. And, you know, I think they match up pretty well with the Jets. You know, they're going to run the ball all over them. I think they're going to really try to make some plays down the field. And the Jets defense hasn't really done a great job of stopping offenses so far this season.
Zach Rosenblatt, The Athletic, covers the New York Jets and the National Football League, obviously. Zach, we appreciate the time. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, you guys too. Have a good one.
And Zach Rosenblatt. I didn't hear a lot of positivity coming out of that one.
No, they're planning for 26.
But I like how he keeps it real.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, Homer's kind of, well, you know, like Jeff Hobson for years talking about the Bengals, like they're the 85 Bears, but never came to fruition. When we come back, it's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Baltimore native won off in the NBA. Unfortunately, his team lost. Speaking of losing, the Wizards lost again. We'll get into all of that and more. And coming up at 11:30, Vinny's keys the victory as the Ravens try to get that fifth consecutive win. Get over 500 for the first time this season with the Bengals looming on Thanksgiving a week from tonight. And then the Steelers coming in a game that might decide the AFC North.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request to the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. We're jamming. Not trying to give you any non-subliminal hints, but we did hear Judas Priest right out of there. Terps last night, 94-90 over Mount St. Mary's in overtime. Dinky Coit, 41 points. Hit a game-tying three near the end of regulation. Terps improved to 4-1 on the year. Very, very exciting game for a Wednesday night. Expected Maryland to kind of hammer time them, and they looked like they were. And then the Mount came back. Again, NCAA tournament team. They've had a couple of tough losses this year. Gave Cincinnati everything they could, and then some in their previous game. So Donnie Lynn will have them ready to go for conference play. But Maryland minus three starters. Washington, Payne, and I don't know what the hell's going on with Miles Rice because he played against Georgetown a couple weeks ago. It is what it is. As Buzz Williams did not like talking about injuries. So there you go. Baba Oladotun, he committed. Five-star recruit over Georgetown, Arkansas, among others. So he sticks around. Trained by Walt Williams, the wizard. Now, when Walt was coming out of high school, he looked like this guy. Well, maybe an inch or two shorter. But the Wiz, of course, we'll talk to him next week as we get into all of that good stuff with one of the greatest players in Maryland history. Maryland football, 13.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Against Michigan. They've lost six in a row, all conference losses. And each loss becomes more frustrating than the other.
And there's going to be a lot of, what is it, maize and blue in the stands Saturday.
And there are a couple of recruits coming in interested in Maryland. Some Penn State guys who might wind up in Blacksburg with James Franklin when it's said and done. But, yeah, it's not going to be a good look when there's more Michigan fans than Maryland fans Saturday at 4 o'clock.
No, that's going to be an ugly look. And, Bob, let's just hope that the M is still covered at halftime.
Yeah. Student section. Yeah. And by the way, Michigan's still playing for a chance to get into the playoffs, too.
Oh, no doubt.
They're not trying to get into some like next-tier bowl. They might get into the playoffs here if they can roll out and hope other things break their way.
Well, all they need, Bob, is beat Maryland and then beat Ohio. I mean, it's going to be tough, but beat Ohio State at home, and then they would be in the Big Ten Conference Championship.
And then they're 10-2 rolling into that one, and they've had Ohio State's number.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ohio State's been favored in a lot of those games. But anyway, that's happening. Talk more about that tomorrow with Keith Kavanaugh. In the NBA last night, Denver Nuggets beat New Orleans, the Pelicans, 125-118. All right, Denver's a good team. New Orleans, not so much. Better than the Wizards, and we'll get to them. But a Baltimore native, former Terp, just recently. He may have provided this guy the sports highlight of our calendar year of 2025 back in the NCAA tournament. But how about DQ going off against the Joker and his friends?
With Payne Watson. Not yet.
Why he shot that, I cannot tell you.
That helped. Derek Queen will take it himself. And finish. 6 point, two possession game. Derek Queen, what a night. 30 points.
Yeah. Gulf Coast Sports Network on the call. 30 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. Unfortunately, his team loses 125-118. They get Zion Williamson back, too, but not enough. The Joker, 28 points, 11 boards, 12 assists, another triple-double. But had high praise for Derek Queen after the game, said he could create his own legacy. Very similar games. Derek doesn't have the perimeter game that Joker can. He can bang some threes, but this guy would be a sophomore in college. So Derek Queen, boy, is he exceeding his. And the Pelicans got roasted for trading and all of this and drafted him. Then he hurt his wrist, but he's out there and he's playing and playing at a high level. So good for him. You know, just a team in flux. They've already fired their coach, Willie Green. But, you know, speaking of a team struggling, by the way, the Wizards. They lose to Minnesota 126-109. Bob Carrington, Baltimore 3-1-1. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore 13-6-2. Bob, his minutes are kind of dropping a little bit. Julius Randle at 32-10-6 for the T-Wolves. Wizards are 1-13. They've lost 12 in a row.
Man, did you expect them to be this bad, Bob?
I think it might have been more of a 3-9 or something like that. But, I mean, they had a couple of games get away from them. They blew that big lead to the Pistons a week or so ago, lost in overtime where the guy hits a three at the buzzer, sends it into OT, and then they blew a big lead against Philly. But they're already holding team meetings.
Hey.
I know, good for Keith moving forward here. All right, also Toronto, 121-112 over Philly. Manuel Quickley, hey, Toronto's good this year. He had 18-5-6 as they beat the Sixers. Miami, 110-96 over Golden State. Jameer Young, Maryland, did not play coach's decision. But how about Pat Spencer for the Warriors taking advantage of his minutes, boys Latin, Loyola, and other stops along the way. 11 points, 8 boards, 13 assists. If you would have got him in daily fantasy for probably like $5, he would have put up a big old number for you. Those are the people that win the $50,000 every night, finding that unearthed diamond. And then Chicago, the Bulls beat Portland at the buzzer. Vucevic with the three to win it there. Kevin Huerter, 2 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. Jalen Smith, 5-1 as Chicago beats the Trailblazers. And that one, and in hockey last night, Capitals 7-4 over Edmonton.
Yeah.
The Oilers, as we say around these ports.
Yeah, and Bob, the first time this year they scored 3 goals in the first period. They were, so, you know, they came out strong. And Ovi got a goal. Ovi scored again. Wilson got 2 empty netters at the end. Ryan Leonard had 2 goals for the Caps. So, good game for the Caps. I mean, they won 2 in a row, both at home. And they play Montreal, I believe, tonight, I think, at home. So, they got a chance. And they're out of the cellar, Bob. They're a point out of the cellar right now.
It's a rat album, out of the cellar. Another not-so-subliminal hint for Featured Artist Friday. And Minnesota, the Wild beat Carolina, the Hurricanes, 4-3 in a shootout.
Yeah. Carolina was down 3-1, and they tied it with like a second to go to send it to overtime, and then Carolina lost in a shootout, 1-0 in the shootout. So they still got a point. They're still in first place, and they have a good team. And Minnesota's been hot as of late.
Real quick, local college basketball men, George Washington beat UMBC 89-52, and Duquesne beat Loyola 92-78. This day in Ravens history, today is the 24th, or football history, today's the, not 24th, that's the time. Today's the 20th of November, 1977, Memorial Stadium. The Jets. Boy, this could be just a sign of things to come on Sunday at M&T. Burt Jones threw three touchdown passes. Ray Chester gets one. Shake and Bake Glenn Dowdy. Yes, the Shake and Bake Center, named after him. He founded the place. Out of Michigan, by the way, Wolverine. And Lido Mitchell, hey, diddle, diddle, he got one. Lyle Blackwood had three interceptions. Number 44, Colts beat the Jets 33-12. Moved to 9-1 on the year.
I'll take that score.
Yeah. Might be similar to ones we're picking in a couple of hours, you know what I mean? Yeah. In 2011, team that should have won the Super Bowl, didn't, but they won this game, 31-24 of the Bengals, who were good that year. Joe Flacco, two touchdowns, one to Anquan Boldin, one to Torrey Smith. Ray Rice rushed for two. Ravens, 31-24 over Cincinnati. That's the kind of year. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Total Request Thursday. Nolan, we have a chance for a phone call or what? He says yes. That's a thumbs up from Nolan McGraw. Let's go to, because we got Vinny's Keys coming up next. Go to Trey in Joppa. Trey, what's up?
What's up, my man?
How you doing?
Just wanted to comment. I know you heard the news. I don't know if you talked about it or not, but Baba committing to Maryland.
It was in the first segment of the program.
My fault. I'm just getting back to my radio. But no, just excited, man. Just excited to keep that local talent. My favorite player is KD, so I see a lot of KD in him. You know, tall guy. Don't need no help getting the bucket. You know, don't need no help getting the bucket. So I'm excited for that. We're keeping some young. Hey, it's gonna be some superstars in Maryland, ain't it? It's gonna be some superstars up there real soon. Signing day coming around the corner. I know you don't believe me, Bob.
Your boy Ely's still in the mix. Hey, Locks is sticking around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. Locks, you know, getting that reassurance, that meant a lot. To put it, you know, meant a lot. So, nah, man, I'm just excited. I can't wait. I'm gonna be at a lot of games. Hopefully, I see you up there, Bob.
I'll do what I can, man. Trey, thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to you and the family. Zion Ely, long committed to the University of Maryland, Baltimore kid, and that'd be great. And who knows? Maybe I'll have to get my fat ass off the couch and start going to watch some games.
They start winning.
I mean, I watch them lose a lot too, but still. That three TV thing's a game changer.
Yes, it
really is. I'm just remote. This Terps. Bathroom here. Wife bringing food. It's a game changer.
No traffic.
It's a major game changer. It is what it is. Now, if I was Nolan's age, you know, I'd probably been there last night.
No doubt.
Against Mount St. Mary's. But I'm not. It's video 81057. The Fan, when we come back, keys the victory. Ravens taking on the Jets, trying to get their fifth straight win. If Baltimore wins, believe it or not, first time over 500 all season long. We'll go to the Fun House. Got news from the Nest coming up at noon. Going to hear from all the Ravens who spoke yesterday. One winning drive. Hopefully Lamar's back at practice, among other. A lot of guys missed practice yesterday. Buy or sell, 12:15. And then we're going to talk to Lights Out Sean Merriman, one of the great players in Maryland history. Talk to him about Loxley sticking around, because he certainly knows Mike Loxley from his days down at the University of Maryland. And also talk about the National Football League. Spent the majority of his career with the Chargers. Are the Chiefs done? Ooh. In a San Diego? Whatever the hell they are, Chargers and Broncos, have they taken over the West?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Ravens have won four in a row. Back to 500 for the first time since week two of the season. Coming off the win against the Browns. Wasn't all that impressive, but a win nonetheless. Not trying to get over 500. Keep breathing down Pittsburgh's neck. How do the Ravens pick up that fifth straight win? Let's do it. Keys.
Yeah, Bob, number one, I got keep Lamar clean in the pocket. That would be a beautiful thing. I think Lamar would maybe even practice, you know, this week if he was clean in the pocket. And this is a team that has only 18 sacks. They don't get a ton of pressure. They have no interceptions for the season. You know, so keep Lamar clean. And to me, it's all about the offensive line. I think the key for this season, for them to go far, the offensive line's got to get better. Because if the offensive line stays as is, Lamar's going to get the crap beat out of them, and they're not going to be able to beat good teams when it counts. Number two, 100% in the red zone. And it's not about play call. You know, it's about two things in the red zone. It's about blocking, and it's about getting open with the receivers. You know, that is what it's going to be about. You give Lamar time to throw, he would have hit Andrews in the end zone. And, you know, block who you're supposed to block, and Henry will be in the end zone. 100% in the red zone. Number three, rush for over 150 yards. So, Bob, all three of my keys thus far has to do with the offensive line. Totally has to do with the offensive line. And the Jets defense, they're 20. They give up 131 yards a game rushing. I'm asking for 150. Pop one. Big boy's going to pop one in this game. Number four, defense continue to improve. Points, yards, keep them under 15 points and under 300 yards. Is that reasonable? Absolutely. To me, it'd be disappointing if not. Otherwise, maybe the only way they do, if you're so far ahead, you know, that they're throwing it and they're getting yards, but they should not score a lot of points on this defense. I think the defense is getting better. And, you know, if unless you're going to let Breece Hall run up and down the field, I don't know that they have the receivers and the quarterback to be able to beat you throwing. Number five, create turnovers. They're a minus 11. They'll turn it over. They will turn it over. Create turnovers, short fields, make it easier for the offense. And the defense has got momentum now. They got confidence now. They're getting turnovers, you know, so create turnovers. And last but not least, don't beat yourself. And that's the only way, Bob. Like we talked about, was it Preston? We had him on a pregame show. How do the Ravens lose this game against Cleveland? You beat yourself. Same way. How do the Ravens lose against the Jets? Beat yourself. That's the only way. Don't beat yourself. Don't turn. I mean, and the Ravens tried last week.
Oh, sure they did.
To give it away.
Yes, they did.
You know, and don't beat yourself. Don't turn it over. What did Zach say? That the Jets have one turnover in the last 10 games. So let's keep adding to that. So those are my keys. The bottom line in this whole thing, I mean, if I just had one key, O-line play better.
That might be the key for the rest of the season.
I totally agree 100%.
For however long it lasts. Ravens back on the practice field, about an hour and a half or so. Give you an attendance report as soon as we get it, because a lot of key contributors not there yesterday. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to join us. Funhouse, Donald McGraw coming up in a few minutes. News for the desk coming up at noon. Buy or sell 12:15. And lights out, Sean Merriman. Talk Terps and NFL with him. Let's go to Edgewood. It's Robert. Robert, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys feel about the racing guy Rodriguez trade, man? The Orioles trade.
Well, I don't know yet. On this, at first, when I first heard it, Robert, thanks for the call, I was like, oh my God, really? And then as I've had chance to let it, marinate, dissect, whatever it is, I could see why Mike Elias did it. And I'll get in here real quick. We were talking about it yesterday. It seemed like it's a win now move, but the risk is incredibly high, because if Grayson Rodriguez is healthy, and that's an if with gigantic quotation marks and a capital I and a capital N, Angel's got to steal, because he's going to be near a top of the rotation guy for them, or it could be a power reliever for them. He's controllable through 2029. Whereas Taylor Ward comes in, wears out lefties, which the Orioles haven't done for 2 years, but he's a free agent after the season, not exactly a gold glover in the outfield, not a stiff, but not a gold glover by any stretch of the imagination. So, Nolan, we've had a few hours, days, to let it sink in. I'm hoping it's one of these trades, Vinny and Nolan and listeners, where it's a win-win.
Yeah.
For both teams. For the Orioles, the win needs to be, they need to win this year, and he needs to be a key contributor to a team that goes from last place to the playoffs, which I'm still predicting, because this is just the tip of the iceberg, I hope, for the Mike Elias offseason. But are we getting Nolan, are you feeling bitter about the trade? Are you feeling less concerned than you were yesterday? Because yesterday, and I don't want to speak for you, you were like, you understood where Elias was coming from there.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes, I was in favor of it yesterday. I didn't think I had anything overly negative to say about it, but I could be wrong. Anyway, I think in the short term, it's a move that makes sense for both teams. And I think if you're the Angels, I mean, it's a move you got to make 10 times out of 10. You know, an opportunity to get a pitcher with that many years of control who's still relatively untapped in his potential. I think any team in the league would look at that and say, all right, we'll take a swing at it. We'll take our chances. And what do we have to give up to get him? A guy that's in the final year of his deal helps our team. You know, he was a great power hitter for us last year. We're going to miss that. But it's willing to give that up for the opportunity to potentially grow a legit starting pitching arm. But it's going to be a project. And maybe the more revealing thing to me is that their GM there in L.A., Manassian, or owner rather, whoever he is, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he GM.
That guy.
Me. I got it here. I'm reading the quote. He even referred to it as a risk. So I think if you're coming out right then and there, kind of like Howie Roseman trading for Jair Alexander, just flat out said, "Yeah, it's a risk," but we only gave up a seventh round pick or a sixth round pick to get him. It was a risk worth taking for us. I mean, if this guy's calling Grayson a risk, I think that's very revealing. They are very well aware of his injury history. And that they're kind of fighting an uphill battle with that.
And let's look
Boomer
at it this.
Bust. Yeah. Boomer bust for them.
But for the Orioles, when he was pitching, they were winning.
Yeah.
Grayson Rodriguez helped pitch the Orioles to the playoffs 2 times. And, you know, I know he missed the second half of 24 for all intents and purposes, but he won 13 games. And the year before, 23, in the second half of the season, him and Bradish and Corbin Burns, who was still with the Brewers at the time, they had the 5 lowest earned run averages and whip in baseball in the second half of that season. Grayson Rodriguez started playoff games for the Orioles, where the Angels, they were losing with Taylor Ward. So, yeah, I said it yesterday, and I'm usually wrong, and we'll do that when we get to the picks. He's either going to be Jake Arrieta or Dylan Bundy, or unless they convert him, Nolan, to a reliever. Then yeah, he becomes that guy.
I think they'd still shoot for starter first. Wait a couple, I mean, at least a year before they go that road. But, I mean, he wouldn't be the first Orioles drafted pitcher that looked like a great starter on paper that ended up settling into life in the bullpen. And there's been guys that have had very successful bullpen careers. You know, Zach Britton at the top of that list. I mean, Brian Mattis even had a good run there as a reliever. So I think it's a possibility. But obviously, these guys are pitchers. There's so much pride on the line. They want to be a starter. They know what they're capable of. Other curious thing for me is the way Rodriguez is continuing to talk about his injury. I mean, it was hard to get any sort of answer either out of Elias and the Orioles last year or out of Rodriguez himself about what exactly was the injury. I mean, what are you really dealing with? And then it ends up getting revealed to be the lat. Well, Rodriguez is still talking about the procedure to get rid of the bone spurs in his elbow. And he seems to think that those two things are tied, that he's been dealing with the bone spurs for years. It's been discomfort for him. And trying to overcompensate that pain or deal with that pain led to the lat issue. His mechanics were somehow off. I don't know what to buy or what to believe here. We were told in spring training last year that there was a slight adjustment to his delivery. So slight that we can't see it watching the game. Yeah. But apparently he did make a change, but that change didn't have anything to do with the lat. Again, there's so much, I would say misinformation, but we never got a concrete answer on anything. And I don't know if the Angels really know what they're getting here.
Well, that's their problem now. Or it's their golden ticket to getting a top-end rotation guy. But we were on the air, remember, back when he was pitching in March. And his velo went from 98 to 92, and that's when the warning signs came out, and he never threw a pitch for the Orioles again. We'll come back, talk more with Nolan. We get to his fun house, and then we got news from the Nets coming up at noon. Going to hear from John Harbaugh and others as they met with the media yesterday. Buyer saw 12:15. Lights out, Sean Merriman. Talk Maryland and the NFL with him, and then Vinny's film breakdown of the Jets defense. If they're going to put up resistance, is it going to come from the defensive side of the ball? Nolan, we haven't talked about this yet. Bubba, long shot to Maryland. Hasn't signed yet, but committed yesterday in front of friends and family. Did it on YouTube in a very dramatic way. So highest rated recruit that Buzz has gotten since Walker Alexander. Back when he was at Virginia Tech, now with the Atlanta Hawks, and doing some good things for them. I think he's your boy SGA's cousin out of Canada. Could be wrong. Usually am.
News to me.
But either way, getting Baba Booey to come on in when it was a foregone conclusion he was going to either at Arkansas, that Georgetown came in with the heavy money late. But he comes to Maryland, and now he's at Terrapin. And can I go old man real quick?
I'm not going to stop you.
Well, I am an old man. You can't stop. If you can stop it, I'd really appreciate
yeah.
it. But the highest rated recruit in Maryland history? No. Albert King was the number one recruit in the class. Moses Malone never played for Maryland, but signed number one recruit in the class. Tom McMillan was number one recruit ahead of Bill Walton in his class. And then you've had like Buck Williams and Adrian Brand. You've had all of these guys. I'm forgetting dudes. John Lucas, Brad Davis. All of these dudes were these highly regarded recruits who were ranked higher. They were Parade All-Americans and McDonald's All-Americans. This is the highest rated recruit in the 24/7 ESPN.com era. Maryland's had way higher regarded guys coming out of high school that Lefty and Gary Land signed coming over the year. Keith Booth was an elite recruit coming out of Dunbar back in 1993. So let's pump the brakes on all of that. But today's landscape, Nolan, that was a huge get for Buzz in the program. Now the second or third rated recruiting class in the country for next year.
Right, and I mean, he was, originally in contention or consideration for 2027, but he reclassified to move up. So really, really young guy we're talking about here, but makes an even stronger impact, assuming he was always going to come to Maryland, whether it was 2026 or 27. It's huge because you pair him up with those four stars you've already got on the books next year, plus the three-star. All of a sudden, you blink, Maryland class rankings for next year behind only Michigan State and Kansas. I mean, that's great company. They're ahead of Duke. They're ahead of those types of teams. So it's a great time to be excited. I'll say last night was almost quite the paradox, though, had Maryland lost to Mount St. Mary's at home on the same day that they get this commitment. Would have been mixed feelings, to say the least, coming in here. But what a game by Diggy Coit. Legacy game, if we want to go as far as to call it that. I mean, when you score the most points in the history of the Xfinity Center, I think that's a fair assessment. I knew the kid could shoot somewhat, but 8 of 10? Proving me wrong, so much for my complaints about three-point shooting. He said, hey, take that and shove it.
Yeah, and I was thinking like you, too. It's like, isn't it ironic they get this big recruit, and then they're going to lose on the same night at home to Mount St. Mary's, which is not an embarrassing thing, but unexpected thing that would have happened. And then Quick Drain to three, sends it in overtime. It's a big shots there. And you know, Adams was brilliant from the line for the most part. He sported, 19 points, most of them from the free throw line. And them stepping up without Pharrell Payne. Huge. You know, Solomon Washington's going to be a starter whenever he gets back. And Miles Rice. So they're essentially playing without three starters. And they played without Washington for all season long. And Rice made like a cameo against Georgetown a couple of weeks ago. And it was back in his boot, 2 days later. So we haven't seen him, the transfer from Indiana.
Right. That's huge. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get 41 from one singular player.
You don't think?
But, I mean, it is nice to see that they weren't just completely lost without their best player. Someone was willing to step up, or someone was able to step up, rather. And when you're only playing eight guys, I mean, look, it's thin. And, I mean, you could really even call it seven because Delpino's out there, but not really. And it was only a few minutes. So really thin bench all of a sudden. The injury stuff's been confusing, but I still don't know what to make of this team. I don't like the fact that you got out-rebounded by the Mount, but it is what it is. We're moving on.
So Maryland wins, and that's all that matters. Maryland football, however, that might be a different task, and we'll get into that when we do our picks later in the show. But coming up next, news from the Nest. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh and others. They met with the media yesterday, head of the Jets game. Jets are 13.5-point underdogs, so they're coming in here with nothing to lose except their ninth game. For the Ravens, try to get over 500 and keep the heat on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a tough game against the Bears coming up. Buy or sell 12:15. Where's the late week money? And we'll talk Terps and NFL with Sean Merriman. Lights out. He was here as a player when Mike Locksley was an assistant for Ralph. Same with James Franklin. So we'll get Sean's thoughts on that. And his Chargers maybe overtaking the Chiefs. Well, Denver's chased. Everybody chased Denver, but are we really buying Denver as the team right now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.